Hello, my lovelies, and welcome back to another episode of A Cup of Tea and a Biscuit with me, your host, Pranusha Naidu. Now, we're just coming off the long Easter weekend, and I hope that whether you celebrate or not, the Easter weekend gave you a chance to recharge and spend some quality time with all those that you hold near and dear, or at least the chance to do something really fun. Now, if you think back to our last episode, I shared a bit more of my recent struggles with trauma and grief, and that I was actively seeking out therapy and trying to delve deeper into my own personal healing journey. Part of healing and you know, processing things for me has often revolved around reading and researching and learning from those that have the skills that I might not possess, or how I can acquire new skills and knowledge on how to get better. So there I was in the self-help section of my local bookstore, and I had a bit of a weird aha moment. It kind of struck me about this concept of what we call self-help and how it seems so much like an oxymoron, right? I mean, the term self-help, I mean, if it was truly self-help, then help, guidance, or assistance that we're actively seeking or trying to learn about would almost innately come from within ourselves, almost in a weird reptilian or lizard format that can regenerate a new limb. You know, this concept of healing or mental wellness or agility would almost come innately from ourselves. We wouldn't need to seek out the guidance of someone maybe more knowledgeable. And it just kind of struck me that this just seemed like such a oxymoron in terms. But before we delve into this a bit more in today's episode, I do want to state something quite categorically. You know, it is okay to not be okay. For me, this is a personal journey that I'm navigating at the moment and very much living, and it's very real and true for me. And in fact, I just want people to recognize that if you are struggling and you do need to seek help, to please seek the counsel that you need or the assistance from, you know, people that you can trust and that you know will be able to guide you through it. But if we delve back in today's episode, I stood there in the middle of this bookstore, actively seeking out this book that I'd been tracking down from Gabor Mate on trauma. And I had this realization that the term self-help was almost such a misnomer, and that actually almost all help comes from outside. And the outside help that we seek, it's so fundamentally important that it comes from a trusted source. Now, these sources could be people that actually have the requisite skills, the intelligence, or sometimes even just the right energy to help us. Have you ever been in someone's presence and their energy just ultimately has this ability to recharge and fill you up, right? So whether it means reaching out to a supportive community, seeking the help of a professional, you don't have to be stuck in that dark, scary place with just you and your problems. Now, if this concept of self-help was just as simple as it sounds, I mean, it would mean that we could figure it all out on our own, right? Not only would we have the ability to heal, very much like the lizard, we'd also have the capability, and all of that help would come from within us. Now, in some instances in life, you're going to encounter people that might simply just lack that motivation or energy to get better, or outwardly it might seem like they're being lazy to fix the situation. Now, this is not the same. Needing help, genuinely needing help, implies that we need assistance, we need the help, and that there's the struggle or this challenge that we're encountering that we're just unable to cope with, right? And in that moment, we don't have the solution or have the ability to navigate ourselves out of that deep, dark place. But if you think of it like carefully and think about it in broad terms, we all have things or situations in our lives that we struggle with. Things or maybe areas even in life that we might simply want to improve. And where we need help. We genuinely need assistance to get us out of it. And when encountering these obstacles that we're trying to overcome, these situations often need a helping hand. Or it might sometimes just require someone that can give us that word of encouragement, give us that element of kindness or compassion, where they can support us or even aid us to get out of that space that we find ourselves in, right? To maybe paint it in a different light, let's think about this even when it comes to like competitive sports. I mean, if we could all just self-help and be able to figure out the situations for ourselves, there would be no coaches. I mean, the concept would be obsolete. And now these are very lucrative and important roles that are there not only just to coach us, but often coaches can counsel us. They confront us sometimes with our demons when we're too afraid to consult them for ourselves. They challenge us. They can support us. They can guide us. So you see, the help that I'm talking about, it's not innate. It's not a self-help concept or coming from within us. Help is sought. It is often delivered by an external source or a third party that is knowledgeable and can help us with a bit more compassion. As humans, and if we think of our social constructs, right, we tend to take information or learning from the outside world and often internalize that into what we see. Let me give a better example of this. If we think about this in terms of like early childhood development, for instance, how we grow and develop as young children and learn, behave, absorb social norms is we see what's happening around us in our environments, how the adults are behaving, what are some of the things that are regarded as acceptable or not acceptable. And we then internalize that and incorporate that into our personal behavior. Now, if we're struggling, we might need an external source to show us the skills and coping mechanisms that we can learn from and therefore internalize and help us along the way, which would ultimately help us heal. It's almost as children when you're correcting behavior or helping them understand a situation. They learn the tools, they internalize it, and they learn better and know better the next time round. The same too for us is when we are struggling. If we do not have those requisite coping skills, mechanisms to help us navigate some of our problems that we face, seeking a third party or help from somewhere else could be really beneficial and help us develop and foster those coping skills that can ultimately help us to heal. Now, sometimes where this can be difficult or where things can sometimes go awry is when we desperately need help or advice and the sources we go to are maybe not as trusted, or we go to individuals that maybe have a poor understanding of our situation and their concept of what would be deemed as an appropriate solution actually ends up being more detrimental. And in those instances, my lovelies, what we're getting is not really sound advice, but more often than not, we're getting someone's opinion on the way forward. Therefore, it can be quite challenging and sometimes confusing. So ensuring that the advice we seek is coming from an informed and knowledgeable source is so vitally important. Getting the correct advice, which we can then internalize, is super important, because the adverse of that is then getting something that can be completely detrimental, not only to our solution that we're facing or the problem we're facing in that immediate moment, but also to our mental health and well-being. And let's be honest, admitting we need help is extremely difficult. But to heal and to get better, we sometimes need to help ourselves and break free of those dark rooms by seeking out the guidance and, more often than not, wisdom of someone that has those skills, that all-important energy, and the positivity to walk alongside us in our healing journey. And often we would find that these wonderful souls that are able to guide us through this are able to be there for us when we simply cannot be there for ourselves. So remember that self-help doesn't mean doing it all on your own. It doesn't have to be a lonely journey. And make sure that the sources you seek are trusted and able to support you in the way you need to be supported. So, and my lovelies, on that note, remember, please reach out to the appropriate counsel if you need it. If you need a helping hand, remember, it's okay to not be okay. And until next time, please, I wish you loads of love and light. See you then.